Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've been spending a lot of time lately looking at systems, not just software systems, but the systems of work, how things actually get done, and we keep running into the same wall.
The bottleneck.
Exactly, the bottleneck. And it's not where you'd think it is. It's not about distribution anymore. If you want to publish a video, a podcast, whatever, the pipes are wide open. YouTube, Spotify, they have, infinite shelf space.
That's the paradox of the digital age, isn't it? The barrier to entry for distribution is effectively zero. You can upload terabytes of data today, and no one's going to stop you. But the barrier to attention has never been higher.
Because everyone is uploading everything all the time.
Right. We call this content saturation. To compete, a business can't just post a blog once a week. You need video, audio, social clips, LinkedIn threads,
You need it all.
and you need adapted for every single platform.
And that brings us to the core problem we're tackling today, which is production capacity. You just can't solve server-scale demand with
With human-scale resources. Exactly. Humans sleep, they burn out, and let's be honest, humans are expensive.
Which is why we're seeing the rise of what I've heard you call the automated enterprise. So for this deep dive, we're running a specific simulation. We've taken two very distinct entities from our research, and we're going to sort of smash them together to see if we can solve this production crisis.
It's a very practical case study.
In one corner, we have the client, Buddy. That's Buddy.Works. They're a heavyweight in the DevOps space. And in the other corner, we have the solution, the Auto Content API, which pitches itself as an industrial engine for media creation.
This is a fascinating pairing because they're both, at their core, about automation. But they automate completely different worlds.
So the mission is. Well, it's this. We need to explain specifically how a technical platform like Buddy could use the Auto Content API to automate their marketing, scale up their presence, and really dominate their niche without hiring a huge media team.
Let's break it down.
First, we need to understand the client. For our listeners who aren't, deploying code every day, give us the profile on Buddy. What do they actually sell?
So Buddy is a DevOps and platform engineering suite. In the simplest terms, they build the pipes that move software from a developer's laptop to the servers where users actually interact with it.
The plumbing of the internet.
It's the plumbing of the internet, exactly.
Okay, plumbing. But there are a lot of plumbers in tech. What's their specific angle?
Their philosophy is delightful DX or developer experience. If you've ever tried to configure a server pipeline, you know it's usually a massive headache. Complex scripts, YAML files.
No, I know.
Buddy offers a hybrid approach. You can use a visual UI drag and drop, or you can use the YAML code.
So it's the best of both worlds, then.
Exactly. It lowers the barrier to entry without taking away the power for the experts. They have features like visual reviews, where every time a developer submits a code change, Buddy automatically spins up a temporary website so you can see that change live.
Okay, so that sounds incredibly useful, but also incredibly technical.
And that is the friction point. Buddy is a feature-rich, complex tool. If I'm a marketer at Buddy and I need to explain environment lifecycle management or, I don't know, atomic deployments, my default setting is to write a dog page.
A wall of text.
A wall of text, maybe a blog post if I'm feeling creative. But here's the trap. Our sources talk about mental availability. To grow, Buddy needs to be present where developers are. And developers aren't spending their commute reading documentation.
They're human. They're listening to podcasts. They're watching YouTube shorts. They're scrolling X.
Right. If Buddy's knowledge is locked inside a text-heavy documentation site, it's effectively invisible to a huge chunk of the market. They need to turn that text into multimedia.
But we go right back to the cost argument. To turn a technical doc into a good video, you need a scriptwriter who actually understands code, a voice actor, an editor.
A motion graphics person, you're looking at thousands of dollars and weeks of turnaround for one asset. It's a completely linear cost model. More output requires more input, more money, more people.
Enter the Auto Content API. Now, I want to be very clear here because AI content is a buzzword that usually implies, generic hallucinated text. Reading the docs for auto content, this feels different.
It is fundamentally different. Auto content isn't a copilot to help you write a tweet. It's positioned as infrastructure. It's an API and application programming interface. It's designed to talk to other software, not to humans.
It's an engine.
It's an industrial processing plant. It takes raw data like Buddy's documentation in one end and pushes finished multimedia out the other.
Okay, let's walk through a concrete example. Let's say I'm the head of growth at Buddy. I have a documentation page about setting up AWS pipelines. It's comprehensive, but it's dry. How does Auto Content fix this?
So you'd set up a workflow. The Auto Content API ingests that specific URL. It reads the text, but it doesn't just summarize it. It parses the structure. It identifies the headers as scenes. It extracts the key technical steps.
Yeah.
Then it generates a script that's optimized for video. It selects a voice model, maybe a steady, authoritative tech narrator. It pulls relevant visuals, stock footage, tech visualizations, even screenshots, generates subtitles, and renders a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Without a human touching the timeline.
Zero manual editing. And the output isn't just for vanity. The sources highlight a metric called dwell time.
I saw that. Something like 53 times more likely to rank.
It's a massive SEO lever. A web page with a video keeps people on the page longer. Google sees that dwell time and ranks the page higher. So by using the API to generate a video for every single doc page, Buddy isn't just making content. They're boosting their entire search ranking.
Let's talk about the economics of that, because that sounds crazy expensive if you were doing it the old way.
If you did this manually for, say, 500 documentation pages, you'd be bankrupt. But with the API credit model, looking at the source data, it's around 400 credits per video.
Which translates to what in real money?
Roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. So for the price of coffee, you get a fully produced explainer video.
Exactly. It shifts the cost curve from linear to logarithmic. You can convert Buddy's entire knowledge base into video for the cost of one traditional marketing campaign.
Okay, so we've covered the visual side. Let's talk audio. There's been a lot of hype recently around audio overviews. We've seen tools like Notebook LM, where you upload a PDF and get a conversation.
Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to drag and drop. Auto Content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. The key word there is API. It allows for programmatic generation.
So how does Buddy apply this? They aren't going to be uploading PDFs one by one.
Well, think about their release cycle. Buddy releases new features constantly. Micro VM support, new sandbox environment, stuff like that. Usually that's just a changelog, a bulleted list.
Which nobody reads.
Maybe three hardcore users read it. But with the API, Buddy can feed those release notes into the system. The API then generates a multi-speaker dialogue, much like this one, where two AI agents discuss the implications of the update.
So instead of feature-added MicroVM, you get a conversation about why MicroVMs matter for speed and isolation.
Correct. And because it's an API, it can automatically push that audio to Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
This taps into what you call the commute factor.
It's all about meeting the developer where they are. Developers are busy, they might ignore an email newsletter, but they have a 30-minute drive to work. If Buddy can slide into their ear with a 5-minute weekly engineering update, that sounds like a high production show, they're winning that mental availability.
You're turning dead time into brand time. But I have to ask about the voice quality. If it sounds robotic, developers who are, let's face it, very skeptical, will tune out immediately.
That is the biggest risk. Trust is fragile. But the source material highlights a voice cloning endpoint that addresses this.
This is the CEO update idea.
Yes. Imagine Buddy's CEO records just a few minutes of audio to train the model. The AI learns their timbre, their cadence, their accent. Then, every week, the marketing team can generate a market thoughts segment in the CEO's voice.
Without the CEO ever stepping into a recording booth.
Precisely. It allows for executive presence at scale. Now, obviously, you need to label this as AI-generated. Transparency is key. But it allows the leadership to communicate frequently without the logistical nightmare of scheduling studio time.
Let's pivot to the most chaotic environment for content, social media. This is where the content saturation battle is really fought.
It is. And the weapon of choice right now is the vertical video. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. The algorithms there are brutal. They favor volume.
They want you to post, what, 3 to 5 times a day?
Which is just burnout city for a human social media manager.
Yeah.
But for Buddy, using the Auto Content API, it's just a data problem.
So how does the API help here? Buddy isn't going to have their engineers doing dance challenges, right?
No, thankfully. This is where the real-time social intelligence feature comes in. The API has hooks into X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It monitors keywords relevant to DevOps.
So it's listening.
It's listening. Let's simulate a scenario. Say a major cloud provider, AWS or Azure, has an outage. The DevOps subreddits light up. Everyone is panicking.
Mm-hmm.
The Auto Content API detects this trend spike.
Cloud outage is trending. What does the system do?
It triggers a workflow. It generates a script explaining how Buddy's failover pipelines can help mitigate this exact problem. It then generates a vertical 9:16 video.
And visuals.
It can use a faceless style kinetic typography, stock footage, code snippets, or it can use an AI avatar, a photorealistic avatar that lip syncs the script.
So while the human social media team is still waking up and getting coffee, the API has already posted a relevant, helpful video about the crisis.
Speed is a feature. Being the first to comment on a trend usually captures most of the traffic. This is what we call newsjacking, but automated.
There's another angle here too, isn't there? It's not just about speed, it's about creative testing.
This is huge for growth teams. Usually you have a hunch. Maybe we should market Buddy to game developers. To test that manually, you have to spend $5,000 making a game dev video. If it flops, you burn that budget.
High stakes.
With the API, you can generate 50 variations. Buddy for game devs, Buddy for fintech, Buddy for healthcare. You throw them all onto YouTube Shorts, you see which one gets views, then you double down on the winner.
You're using the AI to find the signal in the noise. You're wasting compute power instead of wasting creative talent.
That's the efficiency trade-off. You use the machine for what it's good at, volume and variance, so the humans can focus on strategy.
Now, I want to zoom out a bit. Buddy is a global tool. I saw a testimonial on their site from a DevOps lead at Brute, which is a French media company.
Global is key for software, but language is the ultimate barrier.
Usually, companies just stick to English and hope for the best. Or they hire a translation agency, which takes weeks and costs a fortune.
AutoContent supports over 50 languages. This allows for what they call instant localization.
Walk me through that workflow for Buddy.
Okay, Buddy has that introduction to pipelines video we talked about. It's performing well in English. With a single API call, they can transcribe it, translate the script, and this is the crucial part, resynthesize the audio in Spanish, German, Japanese, Hindi.
Does it handle the timing? I mean, Spanish is usually like 20% longer than English.
The API adjusts the video timing to match the new audio track, so the visuals still line up.
That is incredible leverage. You are effectively multiplying your total addressable market by 5 or 10 times overnight.
Without hiring a single local country manager. And this spills over into support, too.
How so?
There's a case study in the source notes from a company called Lighthouse Legal. They found that better explainer videos led to fewer support tickets.
Support deflection.
Right. If a user in Brazil can watch a tutorial in Portuguese, they solve the problem themselves. They don't open a ticket. That saves the support team time and money.
It's efficiency at both ends of the funnel. Marketing brings them in cheaper. Support keeps them happy cheaper.
It's the definition of operational leverage.
I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. The nature of these two companies, it feels like they're philosophically aligned.
They really are.
Yeah.
This is the API-first synergy.
Explain that for the non-technical listener.
Buddy is a tool for automation. They believe you shouldn't manually copy files to a server. You should script it. AutoContent believes you shouldn't manually edit video. You should script it.
They speak the same language.
Literally. Because they are both API first, you can chain them together using tools like Make.com, Zapier, or just standard webhooks.
So paint me a picture of the headless content vision. What does the ultimate automated future look like here?
Okay, imagine this workflow. The engineering team at Buddy pushes a code update. That code push triggers a webhook, a digital signal. That signal goes directly to AutoContent.
And the signal says, we just launched version 3.0.
All right. AutoContent instantly reads the release notes attached to that signal. It generates a blog post. It generates a changelog video for YouTube. It generates a podcast episode for Spotify. It translates the video into 5 languages. And it posts them all.
Without a human clicking publish.
Zero human touch.
Yeah.
From a code commit to a global multimedia marketing campaign in maybe 10 minutes.
That is slightly terrifying, but also incredibly efficient.
That is headless content production. It treats content not as art, but as a data payload.
It really changes the role of the marketing team, doesn't it? If the machine is doing all the heavy lifting, what do the humans do?
The humans stop being makers and start being architects. They design the workflows, they set the brand voice, they monitor the analytics. But they aren't spending their Tuesday afternoon resizing video clips for Instagram.
They move up the value chain.
Exactly. They focus on strategy and storytelling, while the industrial engine handles the production and formatting.
So let's unpack the big picture here. We started by talking about the content saturation wall.
And we've seen that the only way over that wall is exponential production. Buddy has the technical platform. AutoContent provides the engine to tell the world about it.
It's about recognizing that content is no longer a bespoke craft. At this scale, it's a
logistics problem. Precisely. And if you treat it like a craft, you will stay small. If you treat it like logistics, you can scale indefinitely.
Before we wrap up, I want to get your final take. We've talked a lot about humans consuming this content, devs in cars, watching videos, but there's another layer here, isn't there?
There is. And honestly, it might be the most important one for the next decade. It's what's being called the agentic web.
The agentic web. Break that down.
We're moving into an era where search isn't just humans typing keywords into Google. It's AI agents like ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini searching the web to answer questions for people.
So if I ask ChatGPT, how does Buddy handle remote deployments?
ChatGPT doesn't know the answer magically. It has to go retrieve it. If Buddy's content is trapped in a PDF or a messy HTML page, the agent might miss it. Or it might just hallucinate an answer.
But if it's structured...
If Buddy uses auto content to generate clear video transcripts, structured summaries, and well-tagged audio, they're essentially formatting their data for the AI.
You're optimizing for the AI that optimizes for the human.
Exactly. You want to be the authoritative source that the AI cites. If you win the agent, you win the user. By generating this volume of accurate, structured content, you're feeding the training data of the future.
That is a huge thought to leave on. It's not just about marketing to people anymore. It's about preparing your entire knowledge base for the age of AI.
It's future-proofing your information. If you don't structure it, you might not exist in that new world.
Well, there you have it. The collision of DevOps and automated content. It's a brave new world of headless production.
It certainly is.
I want to encourage you, the listener, to think about your own workflows. Where are you stuck doing things linearly when you could be doing them exponentially? What's your bottleneck that could be solved by treating content as data?
It's the question that will define the winners in this next phase of the digital economy.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.